Ethan Millard and Jeff Bell go head to head. It's Nightside Cross Points.
Well, our topic today, and this is going to be a goodie. By the way, joining us is our sometime fill-in host. Okay, he did it once, but I've only been on vacation once. Jeff Bell. And our political guru, Ethan Millard. And tonight's topic, this is just a goodie because everybody's whining about it. You know what? I've got to agree, too. Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, has decided that 100 years later, not that you can tell which position I take on this, that genocide against the Armenians, not okay. So she's decided to spank Turkey.
Genocide's never okay.
No.
No.
But she's decided, especially now, to speak about it 100 years later. Not that she was around back then. And so now, obviously, it's causing some problems. Turkey's a little upset. So who wants to kick things off here?
It's Jeff's turn.
I went the last two weeks in a row.
Well, I'm going to hit this beginning from a slightly different direction than you take it. But, you know, nobody likes getting caught with their hand in the genocide jar. It's never good. It's a little bit embarrassing.
It really is embarrassing when you do genocide and you're caught, especially.
Now, there is no doubt
there's no Chris Hansen on Dateline, you know, when you're doing genocide.
No. But you're looking at the mass murder of almost 1.5 million Armenians by the Turkish military 90-some-odd years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an important topic. Genocide is a huge topic. But what we were looking at there is the definition of genocide as put forth by Congress at this time and Turkey's reluctance to accept their responsibility for what they did 100 years ago. The timing comes out wonkus. It doesn't make sense insofar as why? What's going on?
Why the timing?
There's no sense to the timing at all. It's almost as if, and while I appreciate that they're trying to do, if I'm right, that they're trying to do something about Iraq, it's like she's trying to shut down our major influx, our major port of entry for gear and one of our major ports for petroleum. She's trying to make them angry so that we can't put gear in anymore.
And to our troops in Iraq.
Right. And by that means, if they don't have gas and they don't have food and they don't have bullets, they'll come home. And if I'm right about that, and I really hope I'm not, I'm upset and I'm angry about it.
Ethan.
Here's the thing about Nancy Pelosi. All right, this isn't about genocide. This isn't about genocide at all. This is about her. She's been wanting to pass this thing for ever since she went to Congress. She admitted that. And then she bemoaned the fact that she could never find the time. That sounds like her problem to me.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't sound like our problem. That doesn't sound like President Bush's problem. Mm-hmm. Nor does it sound like Turkey's problem. Nor does it sound like the problem of the U.S. Marines or the U.S. Army. That is Nancy Pelosi's personal problem as Speaker of the House. It's not my fault that we traded in a corrupt Congress for a literally incompetent Congress. That is also her fault.
It is phenomenal how incompetent these people are. And you know what? Here's the other deal, too. If they're not incompetent, then every single press secretary on Capitol Hill needs to be fired. Because I got news for you. Fox News and the extreme right ain't that good. They're good, but they ain't that good. These people are incompetent idiots. And if they're not, they're not doing much to get over that image.
You know, let me throw another couple of interesting facts into the mix here.
Oh, please do.
Now this is not to understate the importance of talking about genocide. Okay, it's important that everybody look back into the past, learn from the past, and move forward. And we got to identify it for what it is. Okay,
Vietnam.
But how many people 90 years ago visited the country of Turkey? None. You know why? Because it didn't exist. It was the Ottoman Empire. So now, while it's still their past and the past of their people, they're still really, really far removed. And I don't know that it's our responsibility at this point right now today to throw them under the bus like that. They can look back on their history. That is their issue. And we can certainly weigh in, but we got to think about the consequences. And let's not pretend it's not going to happen, because last year France passed almost the same thing. And you know what Turkey did?
They stopped buying Brie.
They cut off all military contacts, and they still haven't renewed them. You know, Turkey used to buy weapons from France. They buy weapons from
France. So you're saying that the Turks are more stubborn than the French?
Yeah.
That's hard to do.
Yeah.
Jeff? Do you seriously think that this is a way for Nancy Pelosi to try and end the war? That can only
if it is,
blow up in her face and the Democrats' face.
Yeah, and that's kind of my worry. And in my forthcoming book, The Big Blue Sissy, where I talk about how the current Democratic leadership has really, really blown it.
Do you seriously have a book?
It's on its way, yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I didn't know
kidding?
That.
No, like, you're writing it?
I'm working through the contract right now.
I didn't know you could even write. Cool. We'll have you on.
It's in crayon.
Of course.
If that's all right.
I assumed he could write because I was getting emails.
Look, it comes down to four simple observations about this for me, and that is that there are two current genocide. Apparently, Congress hasn't said I can call it that yet, but I'm going to call them genocide-like situations in the world right now. You've got, you know, pretty much the whole Middle East is on fire. You've got most of Africa on fire. You've got the mentality of the administration by the why we're not doing something about genocides that are currently happening right this minute.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
why I am upset to the right in the president's direction is there is conflict, there's strife, and there's mass murder going on. And in the meantime, he's trying to protect his interest in Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've got an enormous amount of supplies flowing into Iraq to the troops through Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
So what is Congress doing, making them angry and goofing about in that right now?
Because that is what they think their job is. Ethan, last word.
I think it's incredible that Jeff would show up today with so many salient points. I was not prepared. I was not prepared for him to show up and speak logically and rationally to a topic. But congratulations, Jeff. You did it, buddy.
I could be bipartisan.
And you know what? I got to hand it to you. You're actually giving Nancy Pelosi a lot more credit than I did, because it is a tactic that could possibly throw a great big wrench in the gears of the war. The only problem with that deep thinking, if you want to call it that, on her part is I think she could pretty much, and I probably just, you know, speaking out my backside here, I think she could totally kill 08 for the Democrats if she did that, because, man, Rush Limbaugh and everybody and their mother would hang that on her head their heads.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that would be it. You'd see President Giuliani.
I don't know. I got Senator Wide stance says different.
I'm showing you a hand signal right now. As always, Jeff Bell, author of the forthcoming book, I'm a Big Blue Sissy.
No.
What's it called?
Big Blue Sissy.
Oh, Big Blue Sissy. And Ethan Millard, our political guru. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.